USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former women's U.S. soccer player Hope Solo pled guilty to DWI on Monday and received a suspended sentence and a fine after she was arrested in North Carolina earlier this year. 40-year-old Solo was found at a shopping center parking lot, passed out behind the wheel of a vehicle with her 2-year-old twins inside. Solo received a suspended sentence of 24 months and an active sentence of 30 days that was credited to time served in a rehab facility. The Oak Fire near California's Yosemite National Park in the center of the state forced thousands more people to evacuate on Monday. Emmanuel Chavez is with CAL FIRE.
The challenges out there are terrain, like you mentioned, but also weather, the wind, and the dryness of the vegetation.
The Oak Fire in Mariposa County, where a state of emergency has been declared, is now California's biggest fire this season. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Roscosmos has announced Russia will leave the International Space Station at the end of 2024 and start construction on its own orbital base. Russian astronauts were parading a flag on the space station recently from invaded Ukrainian lands, breaking the silent oath of no politics on the space station. A Dallas police officer engaged with and disabled a female shooter who allegedly opened fire near a ticket counter at Love Field Airport on Monday. Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia explains what happened.
At some point, simultaneously, one of our officers is in the area. She produces a handgun and begins firing. At this point, we don't know where exactly the individual was aiming. For the most of what we're seeing now, she was aiming at the ceiling. Simultaneously, as she's doing that, our officer engages the suspect, strikes her in the lower extremities. She's taken into custody and is currently at Parkland Hospital.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A meteor that lit up the sky over Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas set off a sonic boom Sunday night in Texas. People in the towns between Austin and Houston reported hearing what sounded like a loud explosion. Security cameras in Austin, Dallas, Texas, and San Antonio recorded the fireball racing across the sky. With some colleges in America outrageously priced, we can't forget going to college is great nourishment for the mind. But how about getting paid to go to school? A new Catholic college trade school in Ohio opening next year is going to be doing just that. Jacob Ebaum from the College of St. Joseph the Worker on Fox News.
What's a good alternative? And so our minds went to the skilled trades, not only because Jesus Christ came down and served most years of his life at a carpenter's bench. And so there's something actually quite fitting about a Catholic school recognizing the humanity in the trades, but also the fact that these are financially robust careers, and the fact that someone gets paid to train in them. So we began to set a model together to see if we could ensure that a student would graduate financially net positive instead of up to their eyeballs in debt.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.